Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Last time we did a Bible study looking at the origins of the Nativity. I love Bible studies, so today we're going to do another one. This time we're looking at the writings of Paul, 13 of which are part of the New Testament. By looking more closely at one aspect of two of Paul's letters, I think we can lay the groundwork for many personal studies that you can do on your own or as part of a bigger group. So we're going to look at what is considered one of Paul's most basic, successful efforts to start a church. This one in Thessalonica, which is now called Salonica or Thessaloniki, a port city in Greece. Why change the name? That's another story, actually. So for today, I'm going to stay on subject. In the Bible, we actually have three books that directly address the subject. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, written by Paul, and the book of Acts, written by Luke. By looking at all three, we gain much, much more understanding than if we'd only read one or the other. Acts 17, verses 1 through 14, describes Paul's original visit to Thessalonica and his two letters or follow-ups to make sure his goal there of starting a church was going according to plan. The thing is, when you read the 14 verses in Acts, you get the impression things went very badly. The only positive being a quick mention that Paul's original evangelizing led to a bunch of folks accepting Christ. Then an angry mob not only drove them out of town, but followed them and made sure they were driven out of the next town. In reading the two Thessalonian letters, however, you get a very different feel. Paul speaks lovingly of the decision the converts made, and in an equally loving fashion gives them advice, counsel, and exhortation to help them move forward in faith. There's no direct mention of their negative experience in Thessalonica at all. And that's pretty much how every adventure went with Paul. He sought audiences to evangelize, separated those reached by his messages, and formed churches. Then he was beaten up, stoned, jailed, and a number of other bad things before being thrown out of town. Afterward, he followed up with letters we see in the New Testament designed to give the new converts the best possible chance of success, hardly mentioning his poor treatment. All of Paul's evangelizing experiences ended badly from an earthly perspective, gloriously from a heavenly one. Paul, a sinner saved by Christ, knew it wouldn't be easy. I can relate to this. I've had half a dozen or so biblical leadership opportunities, including as a pastor, and all have ended badly from an earthly perspective. It's my prayer that, like Paul, whether I'm no longer on the earth at the time or blessed to see it while still alive, that my experiences lead to great things for the kingdom as well. I believe they will because Romans 8:28 tells me they will. I'm assured that all things work for the good for those who love Christ and are called according to his purpose. This has been Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. And until next time, do your best and let God do the rest.